This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has launched a rare airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in a densely populated southern Beirut neighborhood. It was the deadliest such strike on Lebanon's capital in decades, with Lebanese authorities reporting at least 14 people killed, dozens more wounded in that attack. The Israeli military chief spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the strike on the Beirut southern Daya district killed Ibrahim Akil, a commander of Hezbollah's elite Radwan force, as well as 10 other Hezbollah operatives. The Israeli minister, Yoav Gallant, described the Israeli strike that targeted Akil as part of a new phase of the war. Several hours later, Hezbollah confirmed Akil's death. For millions of Lebanese this week, mass explosions of pagers and walkie-talkies in the bloody aftermath are painfully similar to the horrific explosion 4 years ago of a haphazardly stored ammonium nitrates that tore through Beirut's port. Port blast killed more than 200 people and injured thousands. The synchronized explosion of devices used by Hezbollah was widely believed to have been carried out by Israel. It has compounded years of crises that have upended the lives of people in the small country. Lebanon has vaulted from one crisis to the other for many years. Communications breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered the Secret Service's performance ahead of the July assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. That's according to a new report that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A five-page document summarizing the Secret Service report's key conclusions finds fault with both local and federal law enforcement.